Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, September 24, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. Paristemi. And in the King James and a lot of fundies, the word yield is not understood. But it's absolutely a fantastic word that God the Holy Spirit, through the inspiration ministry of the Spirit, presented to the Apostle Paul to communicate this truth. Fantastic truth. Paristemi is a military word. That's the key. A military word. It means to place yourself under the command of someone. In our case, as believers, to place ourselves under the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. To put yourself under orders to the Lord Jesus Christ. So paristemi means you are under the authority of someone else. And it's the way of saying to that authority, reporting for duty, sir. And your authority is the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the old sin nature. That was when you were an unbeliever. But reporting for duty, sir, to the Lord Jesus Christ. The old authority of our life as an unbeliever was the sin nature. Positionally, the authority of the sin nature has been broken. Retroactive positional truth. So, the present imperative of paristemi with the negative meides says, stop doing something that you are currently doing. Here you are, royal family of God, in union with Jesus Christ. You have a new authority, and you are using your free will to put yourself back under authority to the sin nature when you, just like you were an unbeliever. So, our verse, Romans 6:13 says, stop placing your members back under the authority of the sin nature, but place yourself under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through current positional truth, we have a new authority. That new authority is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all under orders now to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's paristemi. As a result of current positional truth, identification with Christ in His resurrection, we are in union with Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is our new authority, the new authority of the royal family of God. So Paul is writing to believers who positionally are dead to the sin nature and alive to the Lord Jesus Christ. However, experientially, they keep on placing their members back under the authority of the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness. Notice, Paul still uses the military terminology as weapons of unrighteousness. Through the baptism of the Spirit of salvation, faith in Christ, and retroactive positional truth, the old sin nature has lost his authority over your life. You no longer have to take orders from the sin nature. You have a new authority, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have the word melos. M-E-L-O-S, melos. Melos literally refers to parts of the human body, hands, feet, eyes, brain. It translated members or part. And then we have the genitive plural of the personal pronoun su, your members. The old sin nature resides in every cell of your body. We have been obeying the authority of the sin nature for years and years as unbelievers. But now, after salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, we are no longer under the authority of the sin nature. But we keep hearing those voices, the lust patterns of the sin nature, sending up temptation, temptation, temptation. And by our own bad decisions, we say yes to the temptation and put ourselves back under the authority of the sin nature. So Paul gives this command: stop obeying the sin nature. You're dead to him positionally. You have a new authority. Stop obeying the sin nature. Obey your new authority. Reporting for duty, sir, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And obey his mandates. So the corrected translation: and stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature. And now he goes on in it says in the King James, stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Well, again, the thundering diction of the King James is not very thundering here. It missed it totally with yield, missed it totally again with instruments. This is the dative singular of hamartia with the definite article plus the accusative plural of hoplon, plus the genitive singular of adikia. Hamartia, well, you're all tuned into this. You know this. In the plural personal sense, in the singular, it's either the principal sin or the sin nature. Most of the time, the sin nature, here, the sin nature. The dative case is called the dative of destination recipient. Dative of destination recipient to the old sin nature. And now, not instruments, hoplon. See, you knew that right there. H-O-P-L-O-N. Hoplon. Hoplon means weapons. It's another military term. We already have paristemi, military term. Now we have another military term, hoplon, weapons. It literally means weapons. We have it in the plural, weapons plural. So, point one, hoplon is putting the spotlight on the invisible war of the angelic conflict that we are all involved with. Hoplon is putting the spotlight on the invisible war of the angelic conflict. Two, in this invisible war, the old sin nature has weapons. In this invisible war, the old sin nature has weapons. Those weapons are the lust patterns of the sin nature. In this invisible war, Satan has weapons. Satan has weapons. His weapons, interlocking systems of arrogance, interlocking systems of hatred. Cosmic one, cosmic two. The cosmic system. He invented the cosmic system. Why? To rule planet Earth. To rule all the people on planet Earth through his cosmic system. So the old sin nature has weapons, the lust patterns of the sin nature. Satan has weapons. The cosmic system, cosmic one, interlocking systems of arrogance. Cosmic two, interlocking systems of hatred. And the Lord Jesus Christ has weapons. The Lord Jesus Christ has weapons, and that is the armor of God. So Hoplon is putting the spotlight on this invisible war of the angelic conflict that we are right in the middle of. But the Lord Jesus Christ has weapons, and his weapons are described as the armor of God. Turn over to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. We're in the middle of a war. So we need to report for duty. Reporting for duty, sir, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has weapons for us to be victorious in this invisible war. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. Hoplon. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's strategies. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against ruling demons, against demons in authority, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, verse 13, put on the full armor of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has weapons for you to be winners, victorious, and not a casualty. Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Therefore, stand firm. How? With the belt of truth, the Word of God, Bible doctrine, buckled around your waist. That comes first. Bible doctrine, Bible doctrine, Bible doctrine. And when you get enough Bible doctrine, then the breastplate of grace, righteousness, spiritual maturity in place. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace or the gospel of reconciliation. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. This is the faith rest life with which you can extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, Satan and the angelic conflict. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. And what is the sword of the Spirit? Which is the Rhema to Theou, the communicated word of God. And pray pray by the agency of the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Verse 19, and pray also for me. This is the Apostle Paul. And I'll be every faithful communicator understands totally how powerful prayer is. And I know that there are many of you that pray for me. And this congregation goes way beyond the ones who are here for face to face. This congregation goes all over the country. And I get word from those people all over how they pray for me. And I never take that for granted. I appreciate every single prayer that anyone offers. I understand the power of prayer. And I just can say thank you for those of you who take the time to do that. And for those who will get this all over the country. Pray also for me, Paul says, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. So maybe you don't know how to pray for the pastor or the communicator. That every time he opens his mouth, he teaches the word of God fearlessly. Teaches exactly what God has placed there in his word. So Hoplon is putting the spotlight on the invisible war of the angelic conflict. And in this invisible war, the sin nature has weapons, the lust patterns of the sin nature. Satan has weapons, the cosmic system. And the Lord Jesus Christ has weapons, the armor of God. 3, the old sin nature's weapons are called in our verse weapons of unrighteousness. Weapons of unrighteousness. We have the word adikia. A-D-I-K-I-A. Adikia. Now, adikia is a compound word made up of the alpha privative. There's the alpha privative. The alpha privative negates. The alpha privative means no. It means un or not. And then dikia from dikaios, righteousness. So this is no righteousness. So it means no righteousness. It means unrighteous. It means not righteous. So, 1. Adikia literally means no righteousness, not righteous, unrighteousness. Adikia literally means no righteousness, not righteous, unrighteousness. 2. Adikia means wrongdoing, wickedness, evil. 3, adikia refers to living under authority to the sin nature with its lust patterns. Adikia, first of all, means living under authority to the sin nature with its lust patterns. Secondly, adikia means to live in Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. Third, adikia means living in reversionism. So living under authority to sin nature with its lust patterns, living in Satan's cosmic system, living in reversionism. Corrected translation. And stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness. Stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness. But, and here's the thundering King James that totally misses, but yield yourselves unto God. So we have the conjunction Allah plus the aorist active imperative of paristemi. Once again, this military term repeated, but this time it's reporting for duty to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the accusative plural, the reflexive pronoun heautu, plus the dative singular of theos with the definite article. Allah, not Allah, but Allah. A-L-L-A, the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, translated but. It sets up a contrast between, one, between the sin nature and the Lord Jesus Christ. Sets up a contrast between the sin nature and the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, sets up a contrast between putting yourself under orders to the sin nature with putting yourself under orders to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sets up a contrast between putting yourself under orders to the sin nature with putting yourself under orders to the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting yourself under the command of the sin nature with putting yourself under the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting yourself under the authority of the sin nature with putting yourself under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And third, a contrast between living the carnal reversionistic life with living in newness of life, Romans 6:4, the unique spiritual life of the church age. So third, a contrast between living the carnal reversionistic life with living the newness, in newness of life, the unique spiritual life of the church age, Romans 6:4. Now, we have our verb paristemi repeated. But this time, it is a mandate. This time, it is a command. So we have our verb paristemi repeated, but this time it's a command, a mandate, to put ourselves under orders to our new authority, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the only way you'll understand this word, this is a military word. It means to place yourself under the command of someone. And here, to place yourself under the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. It means to put yourself under orders to someone. And here is the mandate to put yourself under orders to the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the accusative plural of the reflexive pronoun heautu. H-E-A-U-T-O-U, heautu, reflexive pronoun, yourselves. Yourselves, the royal family of God, in union with Christ through the baptism of the Spirit, current positional truth. And then the dative singular of the noun, theos, with the definite article. And you all know theos. I know that's God. The God. And the God is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. the living and true God. So the corrected translation. And stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness, but put yourselves under orders, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this word is used twice. The aorist tense, this time of paristemi, is a constative aorist, viewing the spiritual life of the church age believer in its entirety. The active voice, the church age believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, obeying the mandates of the Lord Jesus Christ through the mind of Christ, performs the action of the verb, the imperative mood. This is a command for all of us, every one of you, a command for the entire royal family of God. So I hope this clarifies. I hate the word yield. I don't think anybody knows what it means. But that's not what this word is. Stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness, but put yourselves under orders to, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our life. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.